Welcome to Let's Journey Together, A Moment with Father. I'm Linda Goldfarb, and I want to encourage and inspire your walk with the Lord. For more encouragement, please visit lindagoldfarb.com. I'm so glad you're here. Energy is a spiritual commodity. Consider your energy level when you first get up in the morning. Is it high, low, or non-existent? Seasonal changes impact our energy. With the winter comes a slower pace. The desire to stay in bed longer rises, and the comfort of a warm blanket beckons me to remain snuggled within its grasp. Yet, rise I must, energized or not. I recall reading, when we spend our first energy tending our relationships, including our relationship with God, all of our needs will be met. When we choose to give our first fruit of energy to God, no matter the level, He will make of it all He needs it to be. That would be my first thought, my first pursuit, my first breath, my first energy. As an act of obedience, it's my first choice to come before God that starts the process. Oh, the possibilities, a deeper closeness with Him, a fresher understanding of Him, a clearer picture of who we are to Him. This act of obedience will be the start of something amazing. Oh, let us choose today to lay our energy before God and see what He does with it. Let's journey together. Help me, Father, to experience a week of energized connection and a deeper communication with You. Guide my thoughts and curb my scattered reactions. Open my mind to recognize the correct path of obedience, and help me to stay true to that path. I lay my energy before You. Use it to Your glory. Hallelujah. Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves. Do what it says. James 1:22. May Yahweh bless you, keep you, and guide you in all you do. Until next time, this is Linda Goldfarb, and I'm so glad we're on this journey together with Father.